Joining me today, I am very pleased to welcome Thomas Ulrich, CEO of Aston Bay, to the Northern Miner podcast for this week's CEO Spotlight. Thomas, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Well, it's wonderful to have you. So tell us about Aston Bay. I think maybe people are familiar with the name, but for those who want to know more or don't know that much about the company, tell us, what are you up to and, you know, what are your projects?
Sure. So Aston Bay, you know, we're in the business of discovering high-grade copper and gold in North America. We have two main projects. Our flagship project, the one that our original asset, is Storm and Seal Zinc projects up on Somerset Island in Nunavut. And the other thing we're working on is a bit warmer spot in, we're looking for copper and gold in Virginia.
Okay, excellent. So you would consider then the Storm project in Nunavut as the flagship project then?
Absolutely, yeah. It's a project that was originally found by Cominco in the 90s. We've been working on it to try to develop the near-surface resources there. You know, we have we're going to be moving this project forward aggressively this summer with a both a spring and a summer program. We're going to be doing delineation drilling and geophysics in the spring with a heli-portable RC rig. We're planning up to 10,000 meters there. And then coming back again for a second program in the summer, continuing with the near-surface exploration with the RC rig, but also to test some of these the hypothesis that we've always had up there, that there could be something really big hidden at depth. And so we're going to be doing some deeper core drilling and really try to see if we can make a discovery of something big. You know, and what I'm talking about, the kind of mineralization that we're looking for here, you know, it is that sedimentary hosted copper style of mineralization. And for people who are unfamiliar with that, it is the copper mineralization of the type you find in Central Africa, Congo, and you can think of Kamoa Kakula.
Okay, excellent. So this is a copper zinc project, is that correct?
Yeah, well, there's two separate projects up there, a Storm Copper and Seal Zinc. You know, Seal Zinc has a 43-101 resource on it. It's quite small, you know, it's about a million tons, but it's over 10% zinc with about an ounce and a half of silver with it. That's a bit of a less importance at the moment. You know, we think copper is where we can really extract the most value up there. And again, high-grade copper intercepts, you know, we had a drill program last summer. We drilled 10 drill holes, an example, you know, some of the intercepts, over 40 meters of over 4% copper, you know, from the very near surface. The copper, you know, the mineralization, most of the mineralization does come right to the surface. It is definitely, that is where, you know, the excitement is right now.
Fascinating. So this is in Nunavut. So therefore, how is the infrastructure? And tell us about the community. I was just kind of working where you're working.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, we are very far north. There's no doubt about that. We're about 71 degrees north on Somerset Island. That's located just south of the community of Resolute Bay, which is a community of about 200 people. It's also located just south of the old Polaris mine. You know, that was a lead zinc mine run by Cominco for about 20 years from the mid 80s. And, you know, that's important to, you know, the Polaris is important because it demonstrates not only that there's high grade, large deposits, you know, in the district, but also it demonstrates that you can mine them. You know, we don't have to speculate. It's been done before, you know, and it's been done with the town of Resolute Bay. And the people at Resolute Bay, they've seen it happen before. And I have to give certainly Teck credit for their reclamation efforts. They did an excellent job closing that mine down and cleaning it up. And it's good to see that the local people can see how, you know, see the full process of a mine, you know, being developed, you know, the ore taken out and then cleaned up in the end. We certainly hope to, you know, continue, you know, with that excellent track record working with the community at Resolute Bay. You know, on the island itself, there is no infrastructure. You know, it is an uninhabited island. So, you know, everything comes in via sea lift or airlift. But, you know, it is, it has a lot of, well, the island itself has some excellent qualities as far as putting a potential operation in there. You know, it is uninhabited. We are essentially above the area where you have any significant animals, really no caribou, you know, this far north. And the surface of the island there where we are is mostly broken limestone. So there's not any of that ecologically sensitive tundra or, you know, a muskeg. We think it's a great spot to explore.
Okay, so let's talk about that briefly, just as we wrap up here. So as far as permitting and I guess ESG concerns, how are you on all that front? How are things going with the project there?
We've begun the process. We have a consulting company working with us that is you know, creating the roadmap you know, for all the requirements, you know, and the baseline studies are underway. And you know, What we would like to put in up there is a ore sorting operation. You know, ore sorting has a great ESG qualities that come along with it. It doesn't use any water. You know, there's no sulfide tailings produced, and it has a very, very small footprint, you know, at the surface. You know, we think we can get the project up and running on a very condensed timeline. You know, the permitting process is underway for us. We've initiated that. And, you know, we think that with the excellent ESG properties of this type of operation, we hope to be able to really expedite that process and get underway, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay, excellent. So in my final question here, then, what is your message for investors? What is the opportunity that you see here that they could take advantage of?
Aston Bay and our partners, American West Metals, are aggressively advancing the Storm project, and we think we can get into a near-term revenue-generating operation up there, while at the same time continuing to explore for really significant discovery of what we think could be a major sediment-hosted copper district up there.
Okay, excellent. And where is the company trading? It is on the TSX Venture. It looks like the ticker is BAY. Is that correct?
That's right.
And on the OTCQB, ATBHF, Thomas Ulrich, CEO of Aston Bay. Thank you for joining us. It sounds like a fascinating project with a lot of potential. Thanks for joining us on the Northern Miner Podcast.
Thank you very much.